While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom: algorithmic systems deciding who gets hired, who gets housing, who gets healthcare. Maya, you've been tracking this across communities. What are you seeing?
Alex, I'm seeing digital redlining on steroids. These algorithms, they're making life and death decisions about our folks every single day. Jin here just lost their third appeal with the rideshare company. Tell them what happened.
The app flagged me as high risk after I took a sick day. One sick day. Now I can't get prime time slots, can't get airport runs. My income dropped 60% overnight. No human to appeal to, just automated responses saying the decision is final.
This connects to what we're seeing across multiple sectors. Amara, you worked inside these tech companies. How are these systems designed?
I spent 5 years building these exact algorithms. We'd optimize for efficiency, which really meant profit. The bias wasn't a bug, it was a feature. We'd use zip codes as proxy for race, previous earnings as proxy for class. All technically legal, all fundamentally discriminatory.
The data backs this up completely. Our analysis of hiring algorithms shows they systematically downgrade applications from certain neighborhoods, neighborhoods that just happen to be predominantly Black and brown. Same patterns in healthcare algorithms that underestimate pain levels for Black patients. See, this is what I'm talking about. They got computers doing what Jim Crow used to do, just with a silicon smile. And when we push back, they hide behind proprietary algorithms like it's some kind of magic spell.
The Wired investigation into the suspicion machine showed exactly this pattern in the Netherlands. An algorithm flagging families for benefit fraud based on factors like nationality and language spoken at home.
That's exactly what happened to my cousin in healthcare. The insurance algorithm decided her chronic pain wasn't statistically significant enough for coverage. A computer decided her suffering didn't count.
I remember coding similar systems. We'd call it risk assessment, but it was really just automated discrimination. The worst part? Management would celebrate these as innovations while real people suffered.
Hold up. Let me tell y'all something. When they start throwing around words like innovation and disruption, that's when you know they finna mess with somebody's livelihood. Every time. Without fail. The employment sector data is particularly damning. Algorithms scanning resumes reject candidates with ethnic names at rates 50% higher than identical resumes with white names. This isn't speculation. We have the numbers.
And these systems are spreading globally. How do we build resistance?
First thing, we gotta stop letting them hide. No more black box excuses. If your algorithm making decisions about my life, I got a right to know how. Period.
We've started organizing. Drivers across platforms, sharing data, documenting every unfair deactivation, building our own database to counter theirs.
That's crucial. When I left tech, I took documentation with me, not code, but evidence of discriminatory design decisions. More insiders need to blow whistles.
There's legal precedent building too. The EU's AI Act includes provisions for algorithmic accountability, but enforcement remains weak.
We need mandatory bias audits, but real ones, not self-certification by the companies. Independent review with community input. Community input. Now you speaking my language. See, they never ask us nothing when they building these systems. Just roll them out and act surprised when they discriminate. We've been knowing what would happen.
The gig companies fought tooth and nail against AB5 in California. They spent $200 million to avoid calling us employees. Now they control every aspect of our work through algorithms, but claim we're independent.
This connects to a broader pattern of algorithmic management replacing human oversight. Amara, what drove these design choices?
Speed and scale. Human managers cost money, require training, can be held accountable. Algorithms work 24/7, never ask for raises, and when they discriminate, the company can claim ignorance.
Oh, they be real ignorant, all right? Till you bring lawyers, then suddenly they experts on every line of code. Funny how that works. The healthcare inequities are literally killing people. Algorithms underestimating kidney disease in Black patients, underdiagnosing pain levels, routing people to inferior care based on insurance algorithms.
My mother experienced this. The hospital's algorithm classified her as low priority for a specialist. By the time a human doctor overrode it, her condition had worsened significantly.
These aren't isolated incidents. They're systematic outcomes of biased design. What does accountability look like?
Real accountability means consequences. Personal liability for executives who deploy discriminatory systems. You can't hide behind an algorithm you chose to implement.
That's what I'm talking about. Make these CEOs explain to a judge why their computer thinks my neighborhood don't deserve the same services. Watch how quick they find that delete button. We also need algorithmic literacy in communities. People need to understand these systems to resist them effectively.
But it can't just be on us to learn their systems. They need to make them transparent from the start. Open source the decision-making process.
The resistance is building globally. In Amsterdam, citizens successfully challenged the suspicion machine. In the US, advocacy groups are pushing for algorithmic accountability acts.
And we organizing on the ground too. Teaching folks their rights, showing them how to document discrimination, building cases, because class action lawsuits, that's a language they understand real good.
I've been working with current employees still inside these companies. Many want to resist, but fear retaliation. We need stronger whistleblower protections specifically for algorithmic discrimination.
The intersectional impacts are crucial to document. These systems discriminate on multiple axes simultaneously: race, class, gender, disability status. A Black woman with a disability faces compound algorithmic bias.
That's my reality. The app's facial recognition for security verification consistently fails on Asian faces. I've been locked out of work multiple times because the algorithm can't recognize me.
This is systematic exclusion through technical means. How do we center affected communities in solutions?
First off, nothing about us without us. Period. You want to design systems that affect our lives? We need to be in that room from day one, not some advisory board meeting after the fact.
And compensation. Communities that have been harmed by these systems deserve reparations, not just fixes going forward.
The organizing is working, though. We forced Uber to reveal some algorithm data in California. Small victory, but it's a start.
Community-driven audits are powerful. In Chicago, groups mapped how crime prediction algorithms were targeting their neighborhoods for over-policing. See, that's that nonsense. They use algorithms to say our neighborhoods are high crime, then flood us with police.
The feedback loops in these systems amplify existing inequalities. Each biased decision becomes training data for future discrimination.
Exactly. When I raised this internally, management said we were optimizing based on real data. But that data reflected centuries of structural racism. We were automating oppression.
The mental health impact is real too. Constantly fighting an algorithm you can't see that controls your livelihood, it's dehumanizing. Many drivers I know have developed anxiety disorders.
And they want us to trust these systems. They out here talking about AI everything while we still fighting for basic dignity. My cousin got denied a loan by an algorithm that said she was high risk. Same cousin with perfect payment history for 15 years. Financial algorithms are particularly insidious. They create poverty traps. Once you're flagged as high risk, you pay more for everything, making it harder to build wealth.
It's algorithmic redlining. The same discriminatory practices, just laundered through technology.
The companies know this. I sat in meetings where we discussed acceptable discrimination rates. They budget for lawsuits, like a cost of doing business.
Oh, hell no. See this why I'd be ready to fight. They sitting up there calculating how much discrimination they can get away with, while real families struggling to eat?
We need platform cooperatives, worker-owned alternatives where algorithms serve us, not exploit us. Some cities are funding pilots.
The technical solutions exist. Differential privacy, fairness constraints, community oversight mechanisms. It's about power, not possibility.
Speaking of power, what role should government play beyond regulation?
Government better step up with real enforcement. Not these weak fines that companies laugh at. Shut them down if they discriminate, revoke their business license, make it hurt.
And public alternatives. Why are private companies controlling essential services through algorithms? public option platforms with transparent, accountable systems.
Barcelona is trying this with delivery services, city-funded app, worker protections built in, algorithm decisions made public. It's possible.
We need algorithmic sovereignty, communities controlling the systems that govern them. Indigenous data sovereignty movements provide good models. That's what I'm saying. We've been knowing how to govern ourselves. Just because it's computers now, don't mean we forgot. Give us the tools and get out the way.
The resistance is multifaceted. Legal challenges, worker organizing, technical alternatives, community education. What's the timeline for change?
Honestly, companies will only change when forced. Every protection we have came from sustained pressure. We need to escalate.
The strike worked in the UK. Drivers coordinated, logged off simultaneously. The algorithm couldn't function without us. That's our power.
And we build in coalitions too. Housing folks, healthcare folks, workers, all of us getting hit by these algorithms. Together we're unstoppable. The academic community is mobilizing too. More researchers refusing to work on discriminatory systems, publishing exposed papers, testifying in court.
This feels like a pivotal moment. The harms are documented, resistance is building, alternatives are emerging.
It better be pivotal, because people dying out here. Literally dying. When a healthcare algorithm says you don't deserve treatment, when a job algorithm says you don't deserve work, that's violence. Digital violence is still violence.
The next wave of whistleblowers is coming. Young engineers who won't compromise their values for stock options. The culture inside is shifting.
And we're not going anywhere. Every deactivated driver is an organizer now. Every denied claim is evidence. We're building the case.
The data will set us free, but only if we control it. Community data trusts, algorithmic cooperatives, these models exist. We just need the political will to implement them. Political will comes from the streets. Always has. When we make it impossible for them to govern without addressing this, that's when change comes. We're almost there.
As we race toward algorithmic justice, what's the vision for success?
Success is when no algorithm can deny someone healthcare, housing, or humanity. When every automated decision is transparent, contestable, and accountable to the communities it affects.
Success is dignity, being treated as a human, not a data point. Having recourse when systems fail, controlling our own labor.
Success is when my kids don't have to code switch for a computer. When algorithms see our communities as assets, not risks. When we own the means of computation like we should own the means of production. Success is justice encoded in systems from the start. Not retrofitted, not patched, but foundational. Equity is a core requirement, not an afterthought.
This dimension of justice, algorithmic accountability, races ahead powered by collective resistance. While education examined algorithms in classrooms this morning, we've exposed their reach across every aspect of society. The race for justice accelerates, and we're all drivers now.
That's right, and we ain't stopping till everyone crosses that finish line. Every worker, every patient, every person deserving of dignity. The algorithms work for us, or they don't work at all. Period.